You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where it's time for us to duly report what is trending around the city, around the country, around the world. Your trending report, we'll start off by telling you that a couple of lists are out. One is a list of the fastest growing cities in America. And your first thought is, well, good, Colorado's got to be all over that list. Fastest growing. They don't list a Colorado town or city until number 41.
Which was
Do you believe
what?
That?
No, I don't. It's insane
I don't either.
Here.
They said Denver was number 41. Other than that, there was no Colorado town listed amongst the fastest growing.
Surprising.
I'm
definitely
suspicious of that.
Well, until your next list.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Bad news for this location.
They also named the best city in America in which you could live. I like these lists anyway, though, because people maybe get the itch to move and just pick up and go start somewhere new. And these lists do break down like why they're picking these towns between the affordability, which again doesn't make sense with Colorado. You know, crime, safety,
parks, you know, within walking distance.
Right. You know, the job climate and stuff like that. Outdoor activities. And they selected Fort Collins as number one. I got to say, I like Fort Collins.
Do you? I haven't been up there forever.
I do like that town. And you're right, Jeremy. They're probably in Fort Collins right now saying, no,
this is the worst news. Although maybe their property values are going to go ding, 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 ding all the way up.
As if
but
property
still,
values in Colorado
still,
are a problem.
I know.
Let's see what else is trending right now. Election officials out in California have had to start asking people, please stop sanitizing your mail-in ballots because I guess they don't do well with the machines. People are getting their mail-in ballots in. And they're trying to rub them down with, like, rubbing alcohol and things like
maybe
that.
Spraying them with Lysol.
Yes.
It gums
and
up the machines.
They're having to tell people, you don't have to worry about contracting COVID from the ballot. So please don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that other story that the CDC is saying people really aren't washing their hands as much as they should be? Something like a quarter of Americans don't bother to really ever wash their hands. Still?
Yes, and it was before they eat specifically, too.
Yes.
It's like, I always wash my hands before I eat.
Man.
I've been washing my hands like crazy. I feel bad for my kids. It's mostly, like, Reed, because he's becoming a bit of a germaphobe because of all this. But his poor hands are bright red and just crazy dry because they make them at school use hand sanitizer so much that it's now starting to fry his hands. Like, he looks like a burn victim on his hands. It's that bad.
Wow.
And he can't wash them, and they sting, and it's just because they keep squirting him with this stuff at school. It's like every 10 minutes they got to do this. I'm like, stop. Yeah. Maybe just stop. Just don't put them in your mouth.
Science-y, news for nerds item here. There's been an old saying for years that couples that are together for a long time start to look like each other. Now, you and Nicole have been together for like 17, 18 years. Do you feel like you guys are starting to look alike?
Her beard's coming in pretty nice.
Da, 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 da. Well, Stanford University, no less than Stanford, a bunch of smarty pants there. They said, you know what? Myth. It's a myth. Mm. You don't. Because the old idea had been that the reason older couples start growing to look like each other is because they have so much of their lifestyle that's the same. That they're eating basically the same diet. They're doing other lifestyle things the same. They spend the same amount of time outdoors because they're doing stuff. They said they laugh the same amount. So it's causing, you know, the laugh
same
lines.
Laugh lines, yeah.
But Stanford says, no, it's not true. There's no evidence to this. However, there's plenty of evidence, they say, that people do look alike from the beginning of a relationship. In other words, they're supporting that idea that people are out there looking for their doppelgangers. Mm-hmm. That even subconsciously, you marry someone
you match
or move
up.
In with someone who looks like you.
Yep. Yep.
And that's just...
You kind of are on the same level.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Our eyes see something and it looks like us. We don't know exactly why we're attracted
to
it.
Ooh, I like that.
It's because we're so in love with ourselves. Oh, yeah. I guess. What else is trending?
Here it is. Here it is. Big day for Dom today. It's good, buddy, because you know you're not alone. October 13th is National Herpes Awareness Day.
Shut
up. Opportunity to raise awareness around the causes, the risks, the treatments.
Uh-huh, very funny.
So get out and celebrate. How is that new ointment that you're using? Is it good?
You're one to talk, by the way. You know, I do not have herpes, but I will tell you this.
Huh?
If anyone has ever had stuff break out on their body, it's Jeremy.
I know. I've had a lot of issues.
Listen, can we talk openly and honestly about herpes for a second?
I am going to isolate that, and that's going to be one of our new sweepers.
No. Can't do that because of all the families listening. I will admit something.
Yeah.
I am surprised that after the 1990s, that wasn't the case with me. Because I had a wild decade.
Yeah.
And I just was very, and I had, remember talking to my doctor.
Just a few bullets, huh?
Yeah, and the doctor said, "You're a lucky man." And I go, "I know." Fist bump.
Gross.
And I don't, but I mean, look, we can just talk. We're adults here.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of people listening who had some wild, rambunctious times, and I dodged all of the bullets. Because some of them are way more dangerous.
You should be
than
more
that.
Filthy than what you already are.
I am squeaky clean, my friend. Anyway. What else? Let's stop.
I kind of want a shower just from you describing it. I want a shower.
That was a long time ago.
It's also National M&M Day, so let's get that all that other stuff that tastes out of our mouth. Put some M&Ms in there.
As in the candy or the wrapper?
No, it's the candy.
Okay.
This is crazy. The biggest viral video today. It's a terrifying video showing a Utah hiker being stalked by a mountain lion.
I watched all of it.
I know it's been everywhere. It's exploding. This guy was like, OF. And he's walking backwards, filming this giant bobcat, or mountain lion, actually, following him. And the thing starts, like, attacking him and, you know, darting for him. And finally, he throws a rock at it and scares it off. But he was going backwards for 6 minutes. With this thing stalking him and just
the way that it, because it never really touched him, but it would get kind of close, and the way it does that thing with its paws,
like attack with the paws up in the air and the teeth showing,
so freaky.
Jeez. Yeah.
And I do a lot of trail running, so that has always been my concern.
Yep.
And I was asking myself during the whole thing, I was like, why isn't he grabbing rocks and throwing?
I know.
And Gretchen said, well, maybe that's the wrong thing to do.
I would be trying anything because nothing was working. He was yelling at it and whistling and screaming and like, start throwing stuff, man. But although it was coming so fast and as you're walking backwards, I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, get down and get a rock, I would think. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't put it on our Facebook because it is everywhere today, but I'm sure if you haven't seen it, just Google Utah hiker and mountain lion.
It's a tense 6 minutes.
It is. Some good news coming out of the pandemic this morning. Annual performances of The Nutcracker are getting canceled all over the country because of the pandemic. Now, I joke, but it is sad because a lot of the dancers and the production people are losing their jobs. But have you ever been to The Nutcracker, Dom?
No.
You're one of the lucky ones. Yeah, it's not very good. Tell you anything else? Oh, I do want to tell you this one celebrity thing real quick. There's this organization, I've never heard of this. You know John Cryer? He was in that show with one guy. He was out walking around along some beach or something, and his wedding ring fell off. And it was out in Vancouver, and he couldn't find it. He was looking everywhere, but he did find a pair of glasses on the ground. Well, he decided to go online and post the glasses on the Lost and Found section of Craigslist. Now, when he was on there, he noticed a link to a site called The Ring Finders. This is super cool. It's a directory of independent metal detector specialists from all around the world. And
like
you can,
your son Reed.
Yes, you can hire them, and they'll go out and help you find your lost keys or jewelry, other metal things. Well, John hired this dude. He came out and found the ring for him. But it's called the Worldwide Organization of Ring Finders. Isn't that crazy? Like, the things that are out there that you have no idea.
Now, question, did they find the
ring? They need some marketing. Yeah, yeah, I just said they found the ring.
Oh, they did
find
it.
They got it back to him. Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's pretty cool. Anyway, whatever, I found it interesting.
You can find anything online now.
You can.
The international what?
It's a good thing you didn't have Craigslist in the 90s.
I didn't need no stinking Craigslist.
All right, clickbait. All
right. Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a video.
It's called Just Leaving Just Littleton,
stop.
Jeremy. You get out of Littleton.
Stop! You're grossing me out. Okay, so this family in California
has... there's a lot of that in Littleton, too.
This family in California has some really cool Halloween decorations up, and it includes fake fire, so it looks like their house is on fire. And people that are driving by keep calling the fire department on them because they think the house is on fire. So I posted a link to that. It's on our Facebook. And then give me about 30 minutes, and I will be posting today's Crock-Pot Crocktober recipe. And it is called Crock-Pot Garlic Breath Chicken. That'll be up in about 30 minutes on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.